Witam wszystkich bardzo serdecznie.
Hello everyone, my name is Greta Samuel. I want to invite you to a lecture by Mr. Solomon Yu. Mr. Solomon Yu is the CEO and Vice Chairman of Republicans Overseas and a National Committeeman of the RNC in Oregon. Mr. Yu has been a Republican since 1990. Mr. Yu was born in Shanghai. He survived the Chinese Cultural Revolution and emigrated to the United States as a student. And let us invite you to the lecture by Mr. Solomon Yu entitled Challenges and Threats to Our Liberties and the Role of the USA in Today's World.
I want to pay tribute to your host first, because she is a courageous individual and stood up to CCP death threat. I am fully aware of her case and she prevailed. The point really is, when you stand up to communist China and to enablers of communist China, and they will back off. One thing I learned, I was grew up in communist China and survived Mao's Cultural Revolution as a teenager. Based on my own experience in communist China, and I understand how their system works. On top of it is a brutal regime. I consider today's communist China is a fascist regime. Good example is they cut Falun Gong open for profits and take their organs and sell to the world market, international market, basically. Then they put a million Uyghurs in Xinjiang concentration camps. When that happened, world didn't say anything. And a few of us said something. Now all that changed. The reason all that changed, one used to be before Wuhan virus, CCP only killed 7 days to 80 million Chinese in China with Wuhan virus. It killed Americans. Today, we had 116,000 Americans killed on our own soil. So obviously, we have been asking this question, can America allow CCP China to kill our citizens on our soils again? So both national parties, that means my own party, Republican National Committee, and Democrat Party, all reached a consensus. The answer is no, and hell no. So the next question is, what do we have to do to stop the next attack? I call this as a bio attack on America. Many of us believed China started Cold War 2.0. Now we must finish it to be victorious. The other question I am asked often, can we take down CCP without firing a single shot like Reagan did to USSR? I am a student of Sun Tzu, the art of war. Based on Sun Tzu first principle, you have to know yourself and know your enemy to be victorious. During the Cultural Revolution, CCP propagandists called USA a paper tiger. today, I consider CCP is a paper dragon. And I also consider Communist Party Chairman Xi Jinping is today's Hitler, spell hashtag, that's a pun, X-I-T-L-E-R. So what gives away is that actually President Trump already tested what Xi Jinping is made up of during their first meeting in Florida. President Trump hosts Chairman Xi for dinner. Halfway through, President Trump got up, took a phone call. President Trump came back and told Chairman Xi he just ordered air strikes against Syrian targets. As a U.S. president hosting a foreign leader for dinner, this has never happened before. If Xi Jinping really is a true nationalist, he would have got up and say, goodbye, I'm leaving because you insult me as a leader of China and you insult my motherland. You see, failed and walk away from the dinner and shows Xi Jinping is not that smart. And Xi Jinping just failed Trump's test. Now, that gives Trump an idea. We can win this thing without firing a single shot, called trade war. Trade war is designed to decouple our two economies. And because our two economies so intertwined, and China has been taking advantage of us and waging an economic aggression against USA. And Xi Jinping realized, if we bring all US supply chains out of China, some of them back to US, some of them go to other Asian nations, China's economy will be tanking. With China economy going down, and that creates tremendous pressure, political pressure, due to many Chinese lose their jobs. That was the reason Xi Jinping was forced to sign the first phase trade deal. Also for that reason, I have been calling this is Hitler's 21st centuries of humiliation. Now, if we go down that road, truly you can see we could taking down CCP without filing the shot. Lots of time, a good tactician, I call Trump is a very good Sun Tzu tactician, better than Xi Jinping. And you don't do frontal assault. In political warfare, as well as military warfare, you cut enemy's supply line. What is enemy's supply line? Economy. Their economy enable them to build up their military, enable them to bully neighbors, and enable them to achieve Xi Jinping's goal of world domination. Now, of course, evil empire always strikes back. What Xi Jinping did was unleashed a biological attack on US. I think the general already addressed that. I'm not going to discuss this in detail. So by unleash Wuhan virus by bio attacks on America, basically a Cold War 2.0 started to bring US economy down first in order to defeat Trump's re-election. Now, of course, it didn't work. The reason it didn't work is that those economics, we actually predicted we're going to lose 2 million jobs, no, 20 million jobs. And by end of May, we only lost 13 million jobs and created 1.5 million jobs, or 2.5 million, I'm sorry. So now we see another wave of attack based on Black Lives Matter, also based on Antifa, those commie fascists, riots. And we see Xi Jinping's hand behind both, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots. One good example was three Chinese speaking Antifa rioters. Actually, to me, they are sleepers. They were attacking White House, okay? While their controller was taping the attack. The controller even was giving order, okay? He was saying in Chinese, let's go, hurry, let's go. And I recognize the same pattern. Last year, September, 15 Chinese cops dressed up as Hong Kong protesters set a fire in metro station in Hong Kong. They ran into a group of fully dressed and armed Hong Kong riot police. One of the 15 so-called Hong Kong rioters, protesters, and said to those Hong Kong cops, we are on the same team in Chinese. And remind you, people in Hong Kong, both protesters and Hong Kong cops, they all speak Cantonese, not Chinese. One of the 15, the team, and pretend to be Hong Kong rioters, and order rest of them, again, in Chinese, let's go, hurry up. So I share my observation with my own government, and pretty soon, Secretary of State, AG all stated that they realized Chinese Communist Party is behind US riots. Now, we all realize they take the fight actually to US. And now we have to think about how we're going to take the fight to China, to CCP. And one of the ways to do that with Polish freedom fighters' help Remember, you guys offered and sponsored the White House We the People petition for holding CCP accountable. This is very, very important petition, and you succeeded, and for two reasons. One, free people working together to hold CCP fascists accountable. Two, that gave us an opportunity to push for reparations for Wuhan virus damages to our nation, to our people. We realized there is no way we actually can collect the money, right? However, by change our law, allow three kind lawsuits, you could have a domestic class action against China. Two, allow state, each state AG to also sue on behalf of our state because they bust their budget and they lose, their people got killed and real damages. And also allow our federal government to ask for the damage compensation with a number 10 trillion with a T. Now, that was before riots, okay? And knowing China got involved in the riots, I would advocate this 10 trillion keep go up, you know, going up. Congress, friend of mine in Congress, already introduced a bill to remove China's sovereign immunity. That means we can take the lawsuits at three different levels in federal courts. When courts rule in our favor, then the remedy is allow us to seize Chinese state-owned enterprises, to seize Chinese Communist Party elites, their assets in US. And also, we will do something regarding punish China, try to take back Hong Kong 27 years earlier, including take away all special treatments for Hong Kong because they lost their autonomy. And one of the idea right now Trump is talking about is that we could cut Chinese company and Chinese banks or Hong Kong banks, in this case Hong Kong banks, their ability to convert, settle US dollar transactions. And we will kick Chinese public listed company out of New York, our equity market. Between we asking for 10 trillion for virus reparations. Take away Hong Kong banks, Chinese companies in Hong Kong ability to do transaction in US dollars. And kick Chinese companies out of New York equity market. Knowing there are 600 million Chinese living in poverty with 1,000 yuan a month as income. That is 141 US dollars a month. And also knowing there is a shortage of US dollar in China, and they are printing renminbi, that's yuan. And further, we know that their unemployment number reached 200 million. All that will create a tremendous pressure inside China for implosion. And Xi Jinping knows it. And now we also realize those poor African third world nations, because Belt and Road Initiative, they owe a lot of money to China. And they already asking for debt relief. And China already said, we will forgive, or you don't have to worry about your debt to those nations. I just made a case how we can take down CCP without filing a single shot. Now, of course, we will meet them anywhere if they want to have an armed conflict. Let me give you another good example of how to practice know yourself, know your enemy to be victorious. CCP China and Xi Jinping, they believe bullying their neighbors. That was the reason they opened border conflict between India and China. And actually, this time, Xi Jinping backed down. The reason was India, smart enough to recognize the only way you are going to deal with a bully is punch him in his nose. What I witnessed was India media told China, if you are going to have a fight with us at a border, India will liberate Tibet. I never seen anything like this before. China backed off. This is another good example of Hitler's 21st century humiliation. So in my closing statement, I firmly believe if freedom-loving nations, people unite and working together, we can bring down CCP, period. Now I'm happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Mr. Yu, for your very meaningful lecture on this very important day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Yu, I would like to thank you very much for your support in the campaign Support Greta.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks to your commitment, Mr. Yu, this campaign attracted much attention, and many people had the opportunity to learn about my situation concerning my London-based employer, and also learn about the Chinese trolls who have written really offensive and vulgar comments under my works. Thanks to your support, I was able to win this battle, and my illustrations could remain on my website in public circulation.
I'm very happy to hear that. Also, I believe in all for one, one for all, for freedom.
I would like to also add that as the company I worked in was reducing the number of employees due to the Chinese virus crisis, I could say goodbye to the company and I could join the best editorial staff of Against the Tide TV.
Wonderful. I'm happy to hear that.
So thank you, sir, one more time.
I will ask the participants questions. How dangerous are the riots in the USA started by anarchists, leftists, and communists? And what measures should be taken to restore law and order?
Very good question. Actually, what you see is one-sided reporting by liberal and biased media. They only report Antifa and Black Lives Matter side of stories. But they don't report the majority view, and I call silent majority. For example, they don't tell you 12% of Americans oppose defund police. They don't tell you majority people would support peaceful demonstration as a expression of exercise, as an exercise for their First Amendment rights. And this is the reason each time people do not agree with their method, their violence, and the chaos, and including killing cops. They voice their opinion. I'm talking about average Americans, the silent majority. They will be called racists. Politically speaking, they first came at a Trump. Shut government down, shut our economy down to bring down our economy so they can defeat Trump in November. Now we see jobs coming back and economy, each state, depends on what state, they are opening up. The states are opening up slowly but surely. And what you see, riots. By the way, obviously, riots are not working either for two reasons. One, majority, the silent majority, do not agree with those riots. They condemn it and do not agree killing cops or defund police. Two, they just made a Trump as a law and order president for November to restore order. And the silent majority, the independents, guess who they're going to vote? Vote for Joe Biden, who took the knee, or vote for somebody stood up to the mob rule. So riots are not working. They go back to coronavirus or Wuhan virus infection, and we need to slow down the opening of states. That give us an opportunity for Trump to run on three things. He can rebuild this economy with proven records. He can run on make China pay for biological attack on USA. He can run on bring back law and order, protect lives, including cops' lives and properties. If I have to predict today, we will re-elect Trump, keep the Senate majority, and take back the House majority.
For USA to start fighting China, it is necessary for the American nation to agree. And do you think that Americans are ready for it?
Yes. It's not a military kind of fight, right? We discussed take down CCP without firing a single shot. And also, everybody agreed when I asked the question, can US allow CCP China to kill our citizens on our own soil again? The answer is no, and hell no.
Do you think that there are chances for Poland to get the reparations? And if so, how can we do that? Poland, unfortunately, is not able to do it alone.
Correct. But Poland still is a democratic society. And I always believe you go back to the people. What we see, Trump movement. What I see is way the people revolution. It is a Trump revolution. Go back to the concept, way the people. Every politician, doesn't matter, Democrats in our country or Republicans, they all up for re-election every 2 years or every 4 years. So when you wake Polish people and they realize they want their government, elected government officials, to stand up to China and to demand the kind of damage is suffered. When that happens, Polish government have to give you people, you the people, what you want.
Was it from the beginning that Republicans and Democrats fought each other fiercely? Republicans stand for biblical values, while Democrats want to destroy the country. Why do you think they propagate China?
Very good question. Democrats do not believe in God or God's principle. Each Republican Party meeting, we do pledge to the legions, which is back. Also, we say a prayer. So they are the left-wing party, very close to communists. Today, the party moving further to the left, including Speaker Pelosi, took the knee. The reason they join us to take on China, because they don't have any choice. We bypass the liberal media, actually many of them paid by CCP, and including CCP paid them to take out advertisement. But those advertisements really are stories written by CCP. And many think tanks in US and universities also have been taking CCP money. That goes for Joe Biden, Democrat presidential nominee. His son, Hunter Joe, took 1.5 billion CCP money. And himself was talking about TV. He called Trump isolationist. Meanwhile, he want to have more, have U.S. to have more economic, quote and unquote, okay, economic intercourse with China. That's why on Twitter, I call Joe Biden hashtag Beijing Intercourse Joe. So knowing all this, we go to the people directly. We communicate with American people. That goes for communicating with Democrats. And now Democrats want the same thing as Republicans.
Dziękuję bardzo za odpowiedź i ostatnie pytanie od Łukasza Wudowicza.
What would you say to Polish politicians, for example to President Duda, who praised CCP for dealing so well with COVID-19 pandemic?
I think getting too close to CCP is a mistake, and people, I'm talking about Polish people now, will make him pay politically. So my advice is, I hope he realizes CCP is not going to dominate this world. And kissing Hitler's butt, for lack of a better term, is not going to help Poland. Is not going to help this free world, is not going to help his own democracy and Polish democracy and his political career. That would be my advice to him.
Mr. Yu, thank you very much for all your answers to our questions. We also want to thank participants for all the questions. We want to thank you, Mr. Yu, for your time, for your very interesting and meaningful lecture.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.